Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, it is, of course, 15 minutes after 2. Very good afternoon if you have just tuned in. My name is Lukom Kwedi Phuthi, and we're back to the third and final hour of the show. The great news is that I'm not flying solo. You know who I'm with at this time, because we're fixing your financial matters. We want to make sure that your financial matters are in order. None other than Blessing Tabula on the line this afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. And how are you doing,
Bisho? I'm doing well. Lalela, our discussion today reminds me of my mom. You know how people always cry at the end of the year? With this one, our money is gone. This one was saving our money. It's nowhere to be found. And. But then, my mom decided a couple of years ago, she's saving her money in a 30-day notice account. Because
which is good.
She can't, you know, she can't people, stand the heartbreak.
There are people who still go and collect, even if they put it in the 30 days notice or 7 days notice.
Because there's nobody who's going to say, I will tell you, you're only getting it end of the year.
Yeah, definitely. So it's also that, you know, like there are benefits of joining a stock fail, you know.
And that's what we're talking about today, by the way, stock fails.
Yes, there are people who are, they keep to themselves, they don't have friends, you know. And once you join a stock fall, you create, you know.
That's me. I'm one of those people who just don't have friends or people around me.
There are people who are just after work, all they do is they are sitting on their bed, they are looking at their phone. Because like nowadays, TV is really on your phone. You know, you can do everything on your phone, and a person is just sitting on the bed or on the couch, and all he's doing is on TikTok, is on Instagram, is on DSTV, right on the phone, not talking to anybody, but talking to the whole world, but doesn't have any
through
friends.
Their phone only. That's true. Yes. Loners. And
they are loners, and you really need to have a community of friends, people that you can... you can rely on when now the internet cannot talk back to you and help you in times of need.
Yep.
So it's one of the benefits we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. Definition, angazi nokuthi ngidefining isiNgisi.
Please, so that...
isiZulu, so that... where we will...
English, so that if we don't get it, then we're like, hey, now we understand. See if it's worth it or not.
Okay, stock fail, I'll put it in a layman's language. In South Africa, it is a savings or an investment of a society, a group of people that decide that they're going to come together, form a membership, and regularly contribute an agreed amount. If I was in a class, I would highlight agreed amount. You're not going to come and stress the group now and say,
hey, I only have 200 instead of 500.
So if you guys agree that on a monthly basis, you're going to do 1,000 rands, you're not going to come back and say you're going to do 200 rands. Mm. Because it now is one of the disadvantages later when we are talking about it, when we're expanding on it, the disadvantages of why sometimes stock fails, they don't work, is because people will not stick to their agreement.
That's true.
The arrangement. So it's that agreed amount, and from which they receive a lump sum payment. So you can decide after 12 months, most of the time it's at the end of the year, people are getting the lump sums. Right. Make sure that you know the people that you are joining, the group of people that you're joining the stock fell from.
Yeah.
Yes. Make sure that you know, because there are people who have joined stock fells and somebody just put you in a group. I don't know if you have seen that viral video on on TikTok that say, Nindi fagela and betu nagle group.
I know.
Nindi fagela and im nagle group. Yole mali, Nindi fagela and betu group.
Please send me that video. I need to see it.
I'll send you. So you must make sure that you know it, or at least there must be one person. So it must be people that you can account for your money. You people that you know that you'll be able to get your money. So, for example, it can be a friend that invited you, but make sure the friend knows the people. So you must do a proper investigation of the group before you decide to join. Secondly, going back to our lessons previously, make sure it's an amount that you can afford.
Yep.
Because you don't want to default. If it's an amount of money that you can't afford, don't join it, because you are going to embarrass yourself and you are going to, you're going to cause the group not to meet its obligations or its desired end of why they created the group. So when you are joining the group, you knowing that you are going to get a certain amount of money at the end of the year. So it's also good to make a plan. It's not money that you are just going to receive at the end of the year. Like, let's say if you've joined a stock fail of 5,000 rands a month, then you know at the end of the year you're going to get, and you guys are 12, you're going to get 60,000 at the end of the year. So you're not just looking forward to that 60,000 that you're going to get, but you don't even know what you're going to do. Have a plan. Because I think that plan is also going to encourage you on months where you do not feel like prioritizing that 5,000 rands that you need to put in. Because there are months like those.
That's so true.
A month is so busy. Children are going back to school. You need to pay certain fees. You need to, you know, do extra things that you normally wouldn't do in that particular month.
Just say that impossible month called January, blessing, because that month is very impossible.
Exactly. So even now when the schools are going to close now, you're going to need to buy more bread. You're going to need to buy more this, buy more that. And when you are thinking, hey, your children, they come first. But when you have that thing that is, when you have that thing that is encouraging you, that makes you look forward to letting go of this 5,000 rand, you're not going to feel it that much.
That's true.
Of course you're going to feel it, but you know that there's something that you're going to do. You need to do it. So you need to put it on hands that you can rely on, that you're going to get the money back. Because we've heard of stories out there, hey?
And you're looking for people you don't know, you've never met even.
Yeah, I think somebody was telling me that she joined a stock fail of, you know, those people like these ports that are so posh.
Those cast iron pots. Yes.
So... I'm making an example with joining a stock fell of people that you don't know. So she was putting in her money, and now when it was time for one of the group members to receive the ports, the lady that was collecting the money went...
Disappeared, Zizi.
Disappeared.
Disappearance Act, the main...
And when they checked, those who knew, some of them who knew her, she was going for those your Dubai holidays.
Ah, Chomi's made enough money. We're laughing, guys, but it's bad.
It's bad, you know. And she was nowhere to be found with people's money.
But how do you go on a trip with people's money? Huh?
I'm telling you, so that's why it's very vital. And even if you go and open a case at the police station,
you gave her your money willingly.
You gave her your money willingly, you understand? So it's one of the things that I've put it in the disadvantages, that make sure that you do not join east of Fela with strangers. They are going to scare me.
I've seen people even on Facebook who say, quick, if you need a weekly stock fail or something, and they contribute 500 a week, and then it comes back to you a few weeks later. And I was like, imagine also out of my budget keeping above 500 rents for weekly. Guys,
So the advantage is that you're going to be looking forward to money that you're going to.
Yeah.
You also need a sense of socializing and belonging to a community.
True. Leave that couch, Luko, for once. Get up.
And, you know, like, just go out there. You know, when you go out to, because normally it's stock failure when it's somebody else, when you are contributing to somebody, then they do some kind of party nyana.
Yes.
You can go and see how some other people have decorated their houses.
Yeah. I remember my late aunt used to have a lot of those. And I think once, every first Sunday of the month or something, and then she had her celebration. The money she got, the stuff she got.
Just go and see how other people are living out there. You may be thinking you're living in a palace, and when you get there and find out some other people have decorated their houses.
Yeah.
Like,
you get inspired.
So from the friendships that you can also form, some people are praying for marriage. And they are praying for marriage.
Why that silence? I saw that coming. After church, they're the first to leave.
Yeah, the first to leave. They don't have friends. And also, like, they are crying to God every night. God, please, I need a partner. I need, you know, to have Baba Wengani. But you are just always in your house.
Where are you going to meet Baba Wengani?
You could meet a partner through one of the friends in that.
True.
In that software, right?
True.
Yes. So the disadvantages are joining the group of strangers who can scare you. There could be disputes and disagreements among the group. It happens.
But also I'll attribute that to one of the rules you gave. That one is to honor the agreement. Because I remember at some point somebody was complaining. I think a stock fell, my previous auntie. Was in back in Lesotho, and apparently the agreement, I think they had to pay about 800 or something, and the person ended up paying about 400. And apparently the rule, but that rule was brutal, because I thought you should at least get your money back, what you contributed. But the rule was that if you don't contribute for a period of time or less, you forfeit all the money you've already put in.
Hi,
blessing.
Kacha. In that way. Black people, deal with them in that way. Let them lose. I mean, it happens even with your insurance premium.
True, now that you mention that.
If you default, then you lose all the money that you had already been paying.
But blessing, we're already going through a lot, Nama police. Even good society, Sebastian, I'm a rulanje.
Actually, I wanted to add another one. Add an interest. Those who are listening, who are maybe leaders of this group, add an interest. If somebody has not paid, add an interest.
Guys, blessing is brutal.
This is to do with the disputes that people will have, like a person coming up with all sorts of stories. When you joined, you knew that you needed to pay this 5,000 rands on a monthly basis. Now you are defaulting. You are causing everybody. You are causing distress in the group, and we can't remove you because
blessing is strict. Blessing is strict. She says, add an interest.
We can't remove you in the group because you've already contributed your 15,000 for 3 months. Now, because you've defaulted another 2 months, we need to charge you interest. You come and pay the 10,000 and with 500 rand on top.
Yes.
Dealing with the disputes. The final thing is that there's no legal protection for these things. Because who's going to pay for the lawyer?
That's true. That's another disadvantage.
So if the money disappears, uzokhala. I think there was my aunt once made me force me. Yeah, when I join a thing that I do, you must have really forced. And I think because I wanted, you know, there's something called relationship management. Mm-hmm. I really didn't want to lose the relationship with her. She made me join, you know, these crypto things.
Yes.
Yeah. And I joined it in. And at first, the money was accumulating.
Hey. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, my love. My twin brother got us in there. I don't know where that thing disappeared to today.
And I lost in that thing, I lost 8,000 rand. And I'm thinking I was saving to buy. I wanted to upgrade a washing machine.
Yo.
And I was so close. There I took the money and the 8,000. Even today, when my aunt comes again, I always say, go and take from that 8,000.
So what happened? Did you also lose it when that whole thing?
I lost it. When it was supposed to come to me, the money just never came, and then the WhatsApp group crashed.
The website crashed. That's what had happened with us as well. And I don't know whatever happened to it again.
The website disappeared. Everything. I was so hurt for months. For months. I mean, you know me and money.
Yeah. And the sad thing is that my twin brother and his wife used to withdraw, put in money, withdraw a lot. And they were very active on it. Tina, we just put the 10 grand. My mom put 10 grand for my brother from myself. All I remember was withdrawing 1,000 and something. That was the last. Never, ever again. Never.
I didn't even withdraw. I just saw it accumulating and I was happy.
So Auntie can never ask you even for 10 rand because she must go take from there.
No, every time she comes, she's like, hey, I need, can you just loan me? I'm like, go to that 8,000.
I love you, I've forgiven you, but go take there.
Go and take there. She knows she's still coming to me whether with this thing because she still joined other ones.
Says,
come, just join. I'm like, that 8,000.
She doesn't learn.
Because you can't. I wanted to go to the police station and go and report. Your report, Avani.
Exactly. That's true. That is very true.
Because even you know you're making yourself a fool. The police are going to ask you,
who are you reporting? So really it's true, like you're saying, there's just no legal protection for some of these things. Well, most of them, especially must talk fail.
You are in it, it's a very high risk.
True. So and I think that's the mentality you must have.
It's important that you join with people that you know, because even the people that you know, people can go through stuff. If it's your neighbor, for example, that you know, and the neighbor loses the job but hides it from the group, doesn't tell that he or she has lost the job, and then thinks then the landlord is looking for rent and takes from that money and pays. Ish. And then by the time December comes, the money is not there. Mm. Are you going to now hate the neighbor?
Exactly.
You're not going to hate the
Indaba, my stock fell is H for hectic, shem. Hectic.
It is, but the truth of the matter is, in our society, in our communities, we need it.
That's true. You know, there is a benefit to it. That will,
even if they try to go and save at the bank, they will still go and collect that money. You know?
You can put my name there on people. Can insert my name there. But I think it's the time, because you know, my best friend, like the other day I was chatting to my bestie's other friend, we bumped into each other at the mall, and I don't know what I was telling her about. I was like, hey, it's rough. And she says to me, I not with you. Nez tells me how disciplined you are with money. And I'm like, no, she knows. There was a point where I was extremely, like, my best friend knew she'd get a bonus in December and send it to my account to stay there, because she knows because January she'll find all of it. But now I would not want her to send that money to my account. Adulthood has repositioned me. I'm good. Don't send it to me, Chomi. Unless you don't value this friendship. Do not make me keep any monies. I don't want to keep
don't
people's monies.
Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt me. Unless I borrowed, unless I said, give it to me, I'll give it back. But don't just put money for me to keep. Am I your bank?
Don't try that route.
Am I suddenly your bank? At that time, I used to keep the money for her.
Yeah, so it happens. That's why there are people that need it out there. There are people that do it very well. So also just check the history of the group, how they have been doing. Have there been issues? And even if there were issues, how have they solved the issues? You know, so do your own research
Speaking of Stockfell kind of thing. So my mom's family, when I say my mom's family, these are extended families, and they were like a huge group, have started something similar. And they're extended, you know, from my mom's side, have decided to start one where we contribute a simple 100 rand. And I mean, there's quite a lot of us. And this is so that if you have like an event, a serious one, you're not just going to make like little events here and we must give
that's
you money.
That's a nice one.
So if for instance, like, and we're also allowed to be in it as Abachana. So if something happens with my in-laws that's serious, that needs money, then they're going to chip in and help. Obviously, they have a certain budget. So it's more like a policy if you think about it. And that's the nice part about it. Ruguti. Even if I don't cover a mother-in-law, something happens, I call my mom, tell your sisters, and I'll get money. How nice is that?
I like your relationship with your mother-in-law.
She knows I'm never going to do it. So now she says, even sometimes I forget to pay her blessing. And she says, I'm done. I just keep paying. I know in 6 months I'll tell you, hey, my 600 rand.
And 600 rand is not a lot.
Exactly.
It's something that even if you've defaulted, you can, you know.
Yes.
It's those big ones that now, hey, they cripple people. And,
yeah, it's true.
They cause huge arguments, you know, in the group. I like it when you create it as a family.
Yes. To
help each other. There's accountability also. It's people that you know, it's people that you can trust.
Yeah.
It's also like, I mean, you can call your mother and be like, hey, you don't have to tell the other aunties. Just loan me from that 500 rands. I'm going to make sure that I pay it back. But just make sure that you don't get your mom into trouble.
Exactly.
Pay it back. And keep the secret amongst
exactly.
The two of you. The aunties,
that's true.
Omadas, Omalume, and all of that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, blessing. You are a blessing. It's always great to have you here.
And I enjoy it. And I think I'm looking forward to a day where, like, maybe in this show, we'll be able to get people that say that, hey, you know what, my finances, because that is always my prayer concerning this, is that God let that family that was really struggling financially, unable to put things together.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, it's not a matter of the money is not there. It's just how you are using the money.
It's how it's managed.
If I can change, I always say to the Lord, if I can change one family at a time, I'm happy. Even if now at the end of the year you decide, I'm going to take blessing to heaven, I'll have to see a report that, one family at a time. Wow. So maybe later in the year, one day we just hear what the listeners are saying.
I was going to say, so if there is an area of your life that's improved or, you know, perspective that's shifted in your finances through these conversations, I think we'd love to hear those stories. Maybe
so
send
good.
Us these stories because I'm really interested. I'd love to hear.
I'm also interested in that in that particular show, that one day where we'll hear people saying that they've been impacted. For me, I'll be so happy to hear that.
Absolutely love to hear that. So that's a challenge to you to send through your story 082-657-2729, because I really do believe blessing that with every conversation we get to have here on air, a life is changed. And one of the things I've learned, especially with radio, you don't always get people texting in, and you bump into them at events and they're like, oh, I always hear, where's Blessing? Yeah. And you're like, no, but Blessing, you know, calls in from Cape Town. She's not with me inside the studio.
Like, I'm actually like, right now, I'm between Johannesburg and Cape Town.
Really?
Yes. I'm in Hyde Park right now.
Blessing. We are heading out later today. I'll text you. We're going to Hyde Park actually later today with a couple of Radio Pulpit people for Hot Ones movie. So I'll text you and I'll tell you all about it. But oh man, that's amazing! What are the chances? Thank you so much, Blessing. Thank you, and have a great afternoon further.
Thank you. Bye.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.